For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With the threat of Al-Shabaab looming, President Obama says the United States and Kenya are united in the face of terrorism. But Mr. Obama and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta differed on other issues. VOA's Aru Pandey is traveling with President Obama and has this report from Nairobi.
Mr. Obama praised the Kenyan people's resolve in the wake of deadly Al-Shabaab attacks on Garissa and Nairobi's Westgate Mall. He also announced the signing of an action plan aimed at strengthening Kenya's police, judiciary, and border security in the fight against the Islamist extremist group. While the leaders pledged solidarity in fighting terrorism and corruption, they diverged sharply on the issue of gay rights. President Kenyatta said Kenya and the United States share many values, but the view on homosexuality is not one of them. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 on Saturday, 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed another 20 people. No one's claimed responsibility for either set of the bombings, but authorities say the blast appeared to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria while Turkish ground forces struck Kurdistan Worker Party sites in northern Iraq on Saturday. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of northern Syria. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says the country's security operations will continue as long as necessary. You can get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi-led coalition says it will begin a five-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. Exile President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi asked Saudi King Salman for the pause to allow delivery and distribution of humanitarian and medical aid to the people in need. Tunisia's parliament voted overwhelmingly on Saturday to pass the country's new anti-terror law after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists. But critics fear the new legislation may endanger Tunisia's hard-won freedoms. Last month, a gunman killed 38, mostly British tourists, along the Tunisian seaside. In March, two gunmen killed 21 foreign tourists and a policeman at Tunis's Bardo Museum. Islamic State claimed responsibility for both attacks. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have been taken to Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken aboard on Norwegian and Irish vessels as part of the EU's rescue efforts. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the Irish ship's captain.
We'll be working closely with the Italian Marine Rescue and Coordination Center, and we'll be here and deployed until towards the end of September.
Latest arrivals come just days after some 40 African migrants were reported to have drowned at sea off the Libyan coast. Heavy rains continue to pelt and saturate northern Pakistan, where the bodies of another 24 flood victims were discovered early on Saturday. 42 people have died since the monsoon-driven flooding began a week ago. And more than 6,000 athletes from 165 countries have gathered in Los Angeles for the Special Olympics. VOA's Michael Sullivan reports.
The Special Olympics torch, called the Flame of Hope, is nearing the end of its journey of thousands of kilometers. It is part of a fundraising effort for the Special Olympics movement by law enforcement agencies. The opening ceremony for the Games will be held at the opening site of the 1984 Summer Olympics, the Los Angeles Coliseum. The Special Olympics Summer Games are held every 4 years in a different city. The last were held in Athens. Competition features 25 sports from aquatics to track. The Games were started in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of President John F. Kennedy, and the movement has grown to include millions. Michael Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And you can get more news at our website. Visit us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.